The College Board, which sponsors the SAT, is exploring ways to revamp the entrance exam. That's in response to growing criticism that the test doesn't measure what teenagers learn in school. As NPR's Robert Smith reports, the possible changes may not be welcome ones for students.
In a school world now filled with tests, the SAT is still particularly dreaded. To put it in the vocabulary of the exam itself, the senior year is to anxiety as the SAT is to frustration.
Those comparisons are just really tough for me. I just can't get those.
Outside Roosevelt High School in Seattle, seniors like Ryan Delaney and Gabriel Borges still shudder when asked about the SAT, especially those analogies.
You don't get taught that in school. There's not a standard for you knowing this word. And if you do know the word, how does that make you smarter than me? Because you know the definition of a word.
With more standardized tests in the schools, students are getting savvier about asking what tests accomplish. Senior Lucia Scordamolia is still bitter about having to take the SAT.
It wasn't really too hard or anything. It was just really boring, and I felt like it was very pointless and that it wasn't a good measure of anybody's actual knowledge. A lot of people just don't test well.
It's a sentiment not just shared by students. Last year, the president of the University of California system, Richard Atkinson, proposed replacing the SAT. Overemphasis on the test, he said, was seriously compromising the educational system. A spokesman for the university, Michael Reese, says they started looking for something different.
Instead of vague notions of aptitude, which the SAT-1 measures today, we want a test that shows that a student has mastered subject matter. And if they have mastered that subject matter, we are convinced that they will do far better in college-level coursework. We, in fact, have data that prove that.
With 170,000 students statewide, the University of California system is the biggest user of the SAT. When the university began to complain, the College Board reacted. The sponsors of the SAT say they are exploring ways to change the test, in part to respond to criticisms from the University of California. There are no details yet, but College Board officials have said recently they're exploring trimming those famous analogies, toughening up the math section, and in a major break from tradition, adding a writing test to the SAT. Such a change will not necessarily alter who gets into college, but an open-ended essay on the exam could have a major impact on high school. Steve Klein used to work for ETS, the company that designed the SAT. Now he's a researcher for the Rand Corporation, studying new forms of testing.
When you put writing measures onto a high-stakes test, it's a case of the tail wagging the dog, because now it suddenly becomes valued. People start paying attention to it, and teachers will be more encouraged to teach writing skills, spend more time on it than if it's not on the test.
But Klein says the College Board has a tough job ahead of it. Putting a writing sample on 2 million tests and grading them is a logistical challenge.
The bigger problem is that students are not necessarily consistent with themselves. So in order to get a score on just the writing part by itself, you generally need to have the student answer several questions. And we just don't have the testing time available to do that.
The decision on whether or not a writing sample gets added to the SAT won't get made until June, and the actual test wouldn't change until 2006. But already officials at the University of California are calling it a positive development. But the discussed changes to the SAT won't make life any easier for students. At Roosevelt High School, senior Gabriel Borges wouldn't have wanted to write anything on that Saturday morning he took the test.
To write an essay would just really be quite a bit of work. Considering you're already sitting there for about 4 hours and you're done, you feel pretty much exhausted.
And any changes aren't likely to stop the criticism of the test. However it's written, the SAT will still be used by universities to rank applicants and make difficult decisions, and that will always be controversial. Robert Smith, NPR News, Seattle.